You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you've ever seen. Before a rocket taking off. You just see that adrenaline going from that. All that fuel's pumping out of the bottom of that rocket, and it begins to take off like the, you know, the ones that we've seen, the Challenger and all, and it's, you know, some of Elon Musk's, you know, rockets, and they're just, and it just takes off. Can you imagine your career taking off like that? Because so often people's like, you know, okay, I got a job. I'm gonna imagine just taking off. I'm Greg Lancaster. This is John Ramos.
Hello.
And we're going to talk to you very specifically, yes, about how to literally just boost off like a rocket into your career. John.
This is so important. So yeah. Many people are wanting to achieve and get the results they dreamed of having. But there's a strategy in place. And I recommend that you get Greg's new book, I Will Fight,
yes,
10 Strategies for Success. This goes hand in hand because you're going to get all these principles and 502 wisdom nuggets. So it's going to help you because you can implement them. But we're going to be sharing these 10 keys. And the first one is be present.
So important.
It may sound simple, but really it's a profound wisdom, yeah, because you want to be totally engaged, mind, soul, and yeah, spirit at your job. There's so many distractions today.
People are bringing
their problems from home. They're bringing their problems with their children. They're bringing their health problems. They all these issues going on, not to mention all the notifications and all this other stuff on,
right,
your phone. You got to be present at work.
Yeah, fully present.
You got to be present. You got to be fully engaged. And you have to have, you know, your plan in place. So many people are missing the production, yep, that they could be having. And so their work has become humdrum because they're not present. They're not there.
Yes, you know, some people, you know, you get to work, they're thinking they should be home. When they get to home, they think they should be at
the
work.
The words out my mouth, yeah.
And one way to do that is to begin to manage your life. You know,
yeah,
manage your life. And to be present, you can't just say, okay, I'm going to be present today. The reality is your life could be spread all over the place. And one way we try to do that, and we teach that through having a focused life, you know, be able to have a system, a plan that you follow, daily routines that you have, like a morning routine and a night routine and a workday start routine and a workday close routine. The reason why is so that when you get to that point in your day, you can be fully present. You have to shift into that part of your day. And if we don't, if we just kind of blur it all together, we're just nowhere, really, right?
Nowhere, yeah, exhausted, lethargic. Yeah. You know, events are leading you. You're not leading the events in your life.
Living off caffeine.
Oh, my goodness, 3 or 4 cups. And,
yeah,
and you arrive to a destination, but the problem is you arrive to that destination on accident, not on purpose. We're,
yeah,
talking about, you know, moving in purpose. So,
so that's mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah. Be present. Number,
yes,
two, think.
To rocket, number two.
Yes. To rocket boost your career.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So number two, we want to share with you, think like a business owner. And what do we mean by that? Well, a lot of times employees think, well, I'm just going to clock in, clock out. You know, I'm going to show up 5 minutes before my shift is due. And I'm not going to do anything extra that their company's not paying me for. That is not a recipe to rocket boost your career. You want to think of yourself like, you know, John Doe Inc. or Jane Doe Inc. You are offering your company your time, your intelligence, your resources, your skill set, your energy, your character, your integrity for a certain amount of resources. So when you come into that workplace, know that you're a valued part of the team, you're an asset, and you're exchanging services for money that they're paying you. You want to make sure that you deliver, not just, you know, check in and check out. But that doesn't work well at the end.
Yeah, think about that. Like you have an owner's mentality.
Yeah.
You know, that you think like an owner because you are part owner in that business.
That's
They're
right.
entrusting that part of that business with you, the part of that company with you. And if you're faithful in that, maybe you will be an owner one day. Maybe, I mean, they're looking, I mean, who doesn't want help? They're looking for somebody to promote. And if you're that person with an ownership mentality, you're doing the extra mile, you're doing those extra things because you feel responsible for the customer, you feel responsible for the product, then the ones who are running that company or own it, if it's not you, I mean, they're looking, you're the one.
Yeah.
Who else would it be, right?
Yeah. You hear the statement, are you working hard? And so hardly working. Well, that's,
yeah,
that's not a good,
yeah,
recipe. You want to say, yes, I'm working hard. You know?
Right.
I'm engaged.
And each of these are VFNKB success secrets. So, yeah, I want to encourage you. These are secrets to success. What is the number third that's going to, what, rocket boost?
Rocket boost your career.
Yes.
Number three,
yeah,
is be an asset, not a liability. And what do we mean by that? An asset is something that adds value. It raises the bar. You make the place of employment better because you're there. When the days that you're not there, they're wondering, how are we going to make it? This person's not here. Yeah. Their energy, their integrity, their skill set, what they bring in externals, not just in their intellect, but how their attitude shifts our whole culture here. You want to be an asset because no matter what the economy is doing, I can tell you the person who's not going to get fired and who's not going to get laid off is that person who is an asset. But every company, for the most part, you have people that are performing at the upper 20%. You got people that are performing at the bottom 20%. And then you have that in between, you know, go with the pack, just doing enough to do my job. There are people that are liabilities at their workplace. And these are folks that are not adding value, but they're not even doing their job. They're reckless in some of the things they do. They're toxic in their relationships. They're toxic in their communications. And so it can be a detriment to the company. These folks are not going to make it.
Yeah, that's so important. So I want to encourage you, just like he's saying, is this is one sign of a liability is that when you're not there, they don't call a jug on you. Yeah. It's like everybody's going like, "You're so peaceful here, you know." Yeah. So and so is not here now. That's not good.
No,
that's not good.
Here's another sign. I need a vacation. Approved.
Yeah. I'm looking for a transfer.
Done.
Right. I'm planning on going for another job. Go for it. I think that'd be really great for you. I think it's time for you to try new things.
Absolutely.
I see a transfer package in
here. Absolutely.
That's not good.
It's definitely not good.
So this is the fourth strategy. These are VFNKB success secrets. But think about this: to rocket boost your career, specifically the fourth one, right?
Yes. Be proficient at what you do. You know, sometimes this requires not just working in your average 9-to-5 time. This may mean that you have to take some courses. It may mean you have to do some studying outside of work. But you want to develop your craft. You want to be skillful in the things that you do. So you're reading books, you're taking courses, you're talking to management, you're increasing your ability to add that value so that when you perform on the job, you're performing at the highest of levels. And that's really what you want to do. You want to realize, man, I just don't want to be barely enough. Am I performing at the highest of levels? I think that's a great question.
Yeah, and proficient is, I mean, if you have a surgeon who's operating on you, right, you want him or her to be proficient. You want them to be skilled in what they're doing. You want them to read the latest medical journals that are out, right?
No doubt.
Because they're doing something very important. Your life is weighing in the balance. Well, your future's weighing in the balance. You want to think about preparing yourself. Understand this, that God is the creator of all things. He's holding all things together. He's given you talents and skills. And I talk about that in my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies to Your Success. As a matter of fact, if you go to VFNKB.com right now, I will send you a free copy. Go to VFNKB.com. And it's 10 strategies to be able to line up with these 10
keys
to rocket boost your career. You put that together and you fight the good fight of faith. God's expecting you to be successful. And it's just so such a great witness, too, to be that kind of person at work. When we get back from this break, we're going to comment below. What are your thoughts right now? Comment below. Let us know your concepts about these specific strategies and these keys to rocket boost your career. Maybe you have a couple others you want to add to it. Just comment below. And don't forget, go to our VFNKB community, VFNKBcommunity.com, and join in on the conversation that's taking place. All of us together just launched powerful community. Ain't going to make a big difference. Welcome back. We're talking about 10 keys. Rocket boost your career. John, what's number 5?
Yeah, so actually I'm going to add a little bit more to number 4. And you mentioned before the break about talent and skill.
Yeah.
And we can't forget that talent is what God, you know, gives. It gives us gifts, right? But we're talking about being proficient. A lot of people rest on their talents and their gifts because it comes natural. When we're talking about being proficient, we're talking about taking those gifts and talents to the next level. God gave you a start. You invest in what he gave you, and it's going to be amazing, the results that come out of that.
Yeah, and those are gifts. The talents are gifts that God's given you, and you have to hone those as well.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between creativity and implementation that, you know, creative people are always just talking about doing things, but people that implement things are ones that put those skills into
That's
place.
Right.
and you're actually a doer of what you're saying, which is very, very important at your workplace. You want to be a doer.
They want
your name to come to their mind when they think about, we want to get this done. We better get you to be able to do this thing.
Execute.
So this is 10 strategies, 10 keys to rocket boost your career. John, what's number five?
Number five, get a clear understanding of your company's and management expectations. This is so important because if you have a position in your company, it's because you have a specific role, you have a specific task, and if you're not clear on it, how could you perform at the highest of levels? I've heard so many folks over the years I've talked to, coached with, and just counseled with that they weren't really clear. I don't know what I'm doing in my job. They've changed or things are happening. Sometimes people don't move with the change. They weren't paying attention in a meeting. They didn't understand what the objectives were this quarter. And so you missed 3 months of where the company was going. Well, at the end of the day, you're going to be graded on your performance.
Right.
You want to know at all times, what are the expectations? What's expected of me? And you want to have that clear in your mind.
And there's oftentimes, too, I know about one particular man that's in our community, in the VFNKB community, vfnkbcommunity.com, if you want to join it. It's a wonderful place to have a conversation for encouragement and success. But, you know, his company that he's working for, that they originally had this great vision over the company, but they got so busy with IPOs and different things happening, they forgot their original roots.
Wow, it happens.
And so he was able to tap into what their original roots were, and he shared it with them, the vice president and all, and they realized, we got to get back to this. You know, and every now and then, you know, some people will lose it, some people will get it, but you got to maintain it all the time and write it down, you know, and put it before you all the time. And remembering why you're doing what you're doing, so have a clarity over that.
You can do that, and one of the ways you can do that, here's a tip, is schedule one-on-ones with your management or with a business owner. One-on-one is just a power team meeting, maybe it's 10 minutes once a week, but you're touching base with a clear, specific purpose of finding out, hey, where are we going, what are the expectations, and how I can execute. The other thing, too, is to know your compensation package. If you are on a meritocracy type of compensation, means you're paid by your performance, you got to know your contract. You got to know what are the bonus levels are. You got to know what are the things that move the matrix so that you can be compensated for the work that you're there. If you're going to be there anyway, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, you want to make those hours productive.
I'll never forget when I was being evaluated, one of my particular jobs that I'd had, and that, you know, they sat down and gave me the evaluation. I didn't see the evaluation until I got evaluation. But once I got the evaluation, the next time around, I actually took that literal, what is the top rating? And then it was a 5, right?
Yeah.
And I looked at those characteristics. What do you have to do to get a 5 in every one of them? So I just focused on, it was easy to do. You just had to know what the clarity was that you're talking about to be able to do those things. And of course, I got high evaluations.
That's awesome.
That.
Yeah. Now, a lot of these contracts, compensation-wise, they're based to change performance. They want to change a behavior. So when they change a behavior, they'll add a certain incentive or reward, sometimes money, sometimes other things, but they're wanting to change a behavior across the board. So knowing that is important.
They're not worried about paying out the bonus. They want to see the behavior modification.
That's right.
They incentivize that whole thing,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I used to like seeing them that bonus. What do we need to do? That's right.
So 10 keys to rocket boost your career, number six.
Number six, practice clear communication with your management, small business owner, CEO, whatever level of relationship you have with a direct supervisor, is you want to have crystal clear communication. This is important. It seems basic, but today there's so many pieces of information moving back and forth, whether it's through email, direct messaging, or whether it's text messages. Things can get lost in translation, and you can maybe perceive something that's not necessarily the right way.
Right.
If you don't take the initiative, a lot of times people, they can be fearful. They don't want to add extra anxiety or stress into a work relationship. Everyone has deadlines that they figure that maybe the communication could be a waste of time or sidelined. It's essential. Take the time. You not only will your owner, manager, CEO, whoever will appreciate that, you're going to walk away with confidence in what you do, knowing it's
clear. You think about it, there's so much assumption when it comes time to communication. You know, people just say, you know, I told them, like, well, what did you tell what did you tell them, and what was their response? Well, I don't know what the response was. Why don't you hang around and see what the response was? An email, or people, you know, or texting or emailing You know, people feel things when they're writing things. They feel things when they're texting things. But they all they have is a few nouns and verbs and an adjective.
That's good.
And then the other person who's reading it is feeling some things. And that can be totally lost in the translation.
So you can mean one thing and the other person reading it is meaning something else.
So one way to do that is communicate about context and then communicate about what you want to deliver. This is what I'm thinking overall. This is what I want to kind of talk about. And then you deliver that one piece of communication. But a 5-word text inside of it could change your career. Talking about 10 keys to rocket boost your career. John, what is the seventh key?
One. Yes. Seventh one. We want to help you to set SMART goals.
It's actually SMARTER. We're going to do an ER. Smarter. Yes, smarter goals.
Smarter goals.
So what's the first one?
Well, the first S is you want your goal to be specific, mm-hmm. right? So you want to not speak in generalities. You want to get it as specific as possible. Mm-hmm. M is you want it to be measurable. So you want to be able to go back and say, you know, what did we accomplish and what are the numbers here? And
did we want 5 or did we want 6?
How did we move the needle, right? You want it to be actionable, A for actionable. How can you take action in it, right? How can you?
It requires that action for a goal to be accomplished.
You got to get press in there. The R is for risky, right? We would say faith.
Yes.
But there has to be a risk involved. You got to be able to put
out of your comfort zone. It's got to, you know, if it's just a standard thing you need to do, that's a project. Yeah. That's a task. This is stuff about significant goals that you're setting that you want to take the ball further down the field. You want to advance what a vision for your life and company and your business. And
bigger than you.
It's so risky. You know, I write about it in a book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success. Some people call a crapshoot where they're just kind of guessing at stuff. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about measured risk where you thought it out. But it has to be kind of like edgy because it's got to keep you on the edge of your seat all the time. You know, the due date's coming and this is happening. And because that's what excites you, but also it's what faith. Faith is that risk factor there.
Yeah. You just let into the next one. T is for time keyed.
Yes.
You got to have due date. We talk about that all the time.
Separates men and boys and girls and women.
If you don't have a due date, it's just a dream. Right? Yes. It's just a wish. It's not a goal.
Yes.
E is for exciting.
Which means, though, you would say, okay, by this date on December the 31st, by whatever year you're in, you write that down. You say, I'm going to accomplish, it's going to be done.
Done. This is what it's going to look like.
It's be finished. Yeah. It's completed. Like Habakkuk 2:23, it's done. Yeah. You're speaking of the end. And so that puts a sense of urgency. Due dates create urgency that you make decisions that you wouldn't normally make, but you make them quicker and faster because the date's coming. But there's no due date, you won't make those significant decisions you need to make. So that's very important. Time keying it. Yeah.
E is for exciting. It has to be an exciting goal. Yes. It's not exciting. It's a project. It's a task. Yes. It's something you've got to do. But find something that's exciting, that elevates you. And you can get excited about anything, but you have to.
But it has to be something that gets you to do the things you're going to have to do to accomplish your goal.
Yeah.
And one is it just has to just do something inside of you. So if you know that you're supposed to have 10, just, you know, pray about it, you know, do some measured risk involved in there, but just go 15. I can easily do 10.
Yeah.
You know, let's take it to 15. And then you say, well, if it's exciting, why will I be excited about it? And then you write down, I'm excited about this because, you know, and that's your why. You're going to be talking about, looking back, I'm excited. That's right. I'm excited about it. I forgot I'm excited about this.
And attaching a reward to it as well. So that'll help you get real excited about it. I've accomplished my goal. Then I have something to look forward to.
I'm going diving in the Bahamas.
That's a good goal. Wait a minute.
That's totally good. If I didn't have to carry that tank all the way to the water, you know. Yes. So 10, right?
Yes. R is for relevant. Right. No, R is for relevant.
But what do you make it 10? Relevant. We forgot the R.
Yes. R is for relevant.
Yes, yes.
And it has to fit into the bigger.
The point about relevancy is, like, if you're a mother of small children, it has to be relevant to your season in your life.
Yeah.
It's like it'll have to be after this smaller season here because you have to take in consideration where you're at.
Absolutely.
If you're parents with younger children, you know, that's the relevancy of the season that you're in. So that's the last part
that's
of smarter.
That's the last one. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about 10 keys to rocket boost your career.
Number 8.
And number 8 is record your daily accomplishments and track your progress.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, there's nothing more exciting than to be able to work through your day and to write down and to record this is what I've finished, this is what I've accomplished, this is where it's going.
Yeah.
I mean, celebrate those, yes, because so many times you can be invested 2-3 hours into a project and you haven't moved the ball much. You worked much, but you didn't move the ball much. Once you move the ball, once you got some yardage, using the football terminology, you want to be able to record that, not only for a sense of accomplishment, but also so that you can go back and review those things that you've finished.
And you have to feel that you're actually accomplished. Hope deferred makes a heart sick. And a lot of times, yeah, successful people don't celebrate their wins. They just go, check. It's like, check? You just made a touchdown. Let's celebrate, yeah, this touchdown.
Exactly.
Do a dance.
Exactly.
And kind of go through a celebration in the context of that. Okay, what's the next? So this is 10 keys to rocket boost your career.
That's okay. Right. Number 9, stay focused and eliminate distractions. We really could take an entire program on this. We have a limited amount of time. But you have to be focused and you have to fight for your focus. And you have to know what are the distractions that get you off track. The distractions are different for all of us, right? But you have to know what is a shiny object. You know, shiny object, I cannot be pulled away, because you want to be able to finish strong. And
we're going to make the 10th one, which is the most important one, yes, available to you in the VFNKB community. You go to VFNKBcommunity.com and you'll have the 10th to these 10 significant things to launch, keys to launch, rocket boost your career. And this, I think this last one is so important, because it'll be your fuel, but we don't have the time to cover. We're going to cover it in detail. And by the way, to join the community, go to vfnkbcommunity.com and just join in on the community, and you'll find it right there. It's talking about 10 key strategies to rocket boost, 10 keys to rocket boost your career. And it's exciting. This last one's going to really, really, really just bless you. This has been very helpful. You know, and I'm glad we're going to have more time in the community, but I want to pray with you right now. By the way, comment below. What are some key strategies that you know about, things that rocket boost your career? We love to interact with you and to hear what's going on and share with each other. But I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you for each and every one that's watching. I pray over their businesses and their workplace, God, that they would have these key strategies inside their life, that they would be excited about life, excited about work, excited about everything that you've given them, God. And dear God, we ask you, dear Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. It's so simple. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And I will see you in the VFNKB community until we meet again.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.